from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
Very well, thank you. You come in at this time of the week and bring us fine audio treats from Southbound Records. What have you brought us today?
Well, let me see. This one here that I'm holding for you now has not been on vinyl since 1977.
It looks like there's a good story behind this one.
There is. Now, artist...
that album cover, eh?
He looks great. He looks great.
I think he looks... Does he look badass? Is he trying to look badass or mysterious or just...
I think actually
legit.
Just
legit.
If you wore sunglasses in the 1970s, that's what you look like.
I think everybody did, though. Everybody, like, you know, you see, like, the Apollo liftoff and that, and every human being's wearing sunglasses. And then they're all going to an indoor press conference all wearing sunglasses.
Well, I think that's probably what Idris Muhammad was doing here. Now, Idris Muhammad's...
Or he was high as a kite.
Oh, I don't think that's the case with this gentleman.
All right, weak eyes are suggesting. All right, go ahead.
But he might have been. In the 60s, when he was still
Hold
known
on.
As...
Hold on, before you even get into... Before you... You don't think he was. Just look at the album cover. It's a guy with an out-of-focus fuzzy picture wearing a pair of sunglasses, and the album's called Turn This Mother Out.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's probably church music, isn't it? And even mother spelled in that street way, to M-U-T-H-A. Go ahead, Troy. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
Well, yes. Now, in the 60s, when he was still called Leo Morris, he played on a lot of other people's sessions, Blue Note sessions, like Grant Green. He was a drummer and still is on this record here.
On the drugs then, but for sure.
Oh, come on. I met someone who bought Push Push's drum kit the other day. Anyway.
And no, they won't be on the drug either.
No, probably not. Anyway, Idris Muhammad, by the 70s, he'd signed to CTI or Kudu, which was Creed Taylor's label. Now, Creed Taylor built a kind of what he considered to be jazz funk, and characterized by big orchestrations and that kind of to-do. But what we have here is his record in 1977, Turn This Mother Out, as you said. It was focused far more on the R&B soul style of what are you chuckling
about? Such a funny term, isn't it? This mother needs turning out.
Turn this mother out.
This mother's all curled up in and on itself.
So it was...
Sorry.
All right, well... Now I've just lost my train of thought.
Shall we
just go for the tune? Now this one here, you're going to know because you go to loud places.
Yes, I do. I didn't think anyone else knew about that, but yeah, okay.
Oh, there you go. So, you recognise anything yet? It's probably going
to
be...
Listen to that cool noise on the drums.
It's a tom-tom.
But is it a phaser as well?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who did the cover of this?
Jamie XX.
Shitter cover. I actually thought that was appalling, stealing this. Is this the original?
This is the original, yeah.
Wow, cool. I can't believe someone would steal something as... such a big, beautiful chunk of music and then try and claim it as their own. Just saying. Imagine putting, obviously, listen to the effort and the love that's gone into making that bit of music there. And then some fancy little whippersnapper comes in.
Well, there's 17 musicians on this particular tune.
It's in bass.
Naturally, this was a disco smash in 77.
Shit, yeah, let's go. Loud place music, I see what you're saying.
Included on
you
this tune...
Can I say, if you spill that on your floor, you're not getting that out?
No, certainly not. The Brecker Brothers play on this, John Faddis plays on it. And the vocalist, you hear Frank Floyd, was a great session guy that went right up to the 90s, even singing on people like Billy Joel's records or that kind of thing. But one of the backing vocalists, Ray Simpson, you will know him as the second cowboy from the Village People.
Ah, Ray and I talk a lot on the phone, actually. He doesn't like being called the second cowboy, though, Troy.
Just the cowboy, then.
This is cool, man.
So basically, that
justifies that album cover and that album title, in my eyes. Maybe not that saxophone there, but
that one there—that'd be one of the Brecker brothers on sax, right there.
Well, that's awesome.
So
you tell me, you don't have that nowadays. You don't have music where everyone gets a go, you know? I suppose you do, but you know.
Well, everyone getting a go back then, of course, was related to the jazz tradition of head solos, first solo, second solo. That'd be why. Not so much as related to that now.
Bit of brass in there too. Very nice. Very nice.
And of course, it goes for another 5 minutes, as these things do. But this is a tremendous album. I'm surprised your eyes didn't go to the first song on side two. It's called Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes. See, no. Who's writing songs called Tasty Cakes anymore? No one. Yo, I'm going to do the bass line on Tasty Cakes again.
Tasty Cakes. But this is now out on Soul Brother Records, and like I said, for the first time in print on vinyl since 77. And I think this will appeal to a whole wide group of people. It's a really fantastic album.
Sounds cool. And has it not been available before?
No. It came out in Japan on CD at one point, but it hasn't been in print. I think because Kudu Records sort of disappeared in the 80s and no one picked it up again.
Someone just picked up the master tapes, dusted it off, went, oh my God, listen to this.
Yeah. And it wasn't Jamie XX.
And here we are on the Pacific Rim, on the other side of the world, many years later, celebrating it. That's good. That's good. Cool. So that's in the store now?
That's in the store now.
All right. Well, what's next, Troy? What's next?
Well, next.
I had to pull one out of the bag for that one because that's a beauty.
That was a beauty. I'm really happy with that one. Beautiful.
Next,
I really feel like turning the mother out.
With some tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes.
Oh, by the way, Could Heaven Ever Be Like This is the name of the tune we just heard. Could Heaven Ever Be Like This? Tasty cakes.
Probably not.
No, maybe not. Idris would know now. He died in 2014 in his 70s after playing those drums for 55 years of his life.
I don't know. Things about drummers, Troy, just as an aside.
Yeah.
How do you hit things for that much of your life and just not, you know? If you've tried, you've picked up a hammer and you're hammering for 5 days straight or something like that. Yeah, it hurts after a while.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know the answer to that.
Drummers have a gift that they can drum and, poof.
Yeah, anyway. Don't let anyone tell you that what they play is the bully's piano. That's just not true. Now, moving on, let's... Here's something which came out on CD last year. In fact, almost a year ago to the day. Well, not quite to the day. Anyway, Skepta, Konnichiwa is the name of the album. It is released this week on vinyl. And what a tremendous... Are you familiar with Mr. Skepta at all?
The name... I'm getting it muddled up with something else in my head, I think, as often happens. So please inform me.
Skepta has been active in the UK grime music scene for about a decade
now. Grime's still going!
Yes, it is. Well, grime's had a big revival, as you know. Stormzy's even playing here at the Logan Campbell, so it's...
That's great.
But Skepta, this is his third or fourth record. I think it's actually his third record, Konnichiwa, and I thought the tune we should play is the one you've got on your hotkeys.
That's right. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah. And this one features Jamie, who is the brother of Wiley.
Wiley!
What you call it? But this one here, I think, sums up what is different, not just about grime, but about Skepta and how it separates him from other grime MCs.
Because I was about to say, grime can run into each other. I mean, it's not a particularly positive name for a genre, is it?
No, but I don't know.
But it is quite descriptive. Yeah, it does seem to work.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I think when you boil anything down and call it something, you're going to be thinking of the lowest common denominator elements of whatever it is.
But this is what's happened with dubstep, because our generation, Troy, stole all of the genres, and then the generation after us couldn't think of any genres, and then the only one they came up with was dubstep, and then dubstep's so terrible. Oh, did I say? Oh, shit. Sorry. But yeah, but that's why everyone was so into it. You know?
The newsroom accused you of playing dubstep just before.
Oh, well, I did play a little bit just before.
Yeah,
I'm an open-minded, open-door policy
open-minded
bloody...
Open-minded door.
I'm just a free thinker. That's
with
my
tasty
problem.
Cakes.
Oh, tasty cakes.
My cakes are tasty, just now.
All right, so shall we hear That's Not Me from Konnichiwa Wai Skepta out on vinyl this week. We've got it.
What you mean? Yeah. Skepta. One line flows, yeah, I got some of those. Get me, Jamie? Easy. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return of the Mac, I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like, bruh. Flashback to the cold nights in the chat. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Anytime you see me wearing a glove, wait a minute, no, I ain't come here to fight like Jet Li. Spray this till the clip is empty. I know you get what I'm saying, you get me. Love for the G's and the N's, but we don't love no girls in the N's. Last time I fell in love with a skep, but trust me, I will never do that again. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. See me, I come from the roads. Pricks wanna try and put Skepta on hold, but no. Bad boy, I've been one of those. Wake up, cool, you will get one of those. One to the eyeball, one to the nose. I don't really care about your postcode. Take your girl, no dinner, no rolls. 2 minutes in my bedroom, no clothes. Girls everywhere, girls in the club. Looking at me trying to make a black man blush. Girls on the
girls everywhere,
street,
girls
on
the club. Looking at each other, making a black man blush. Sounds like he's having a big night.
See, I thought what you were going to pick up on was I used to wear Gucci, now I put it in the bin.
Because I'm just so loaded.
He put it in the bin.
It's the thing with grime, eh? Everyone's got loads of money. But it's called grime.
I really dig this because of the inherent positivity of it. You know, it's easy to...
It's got
to,
some snap to it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just really up. And I think the whole Konnichiwa album is a really up record. Ladies Hit Squad, which was another one of the singles on it, while it probably isn't entirely appropriate for children, I saw a friend of mine's kid doing a special Skepta dance to that, and I said, oh, I said to her mom, I said, oh, should she really be listening to Skepta? He goes, oh no, it's fine, she thinks it's the song's about dancing. Oh, that's all right.
Good. My 1-year-old son, turns out really, really likes the Misfits.
Does he? Wow.
So he's sitting there singing, Die, 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 My Darling. Okay, cool, man. Okay, here we are. So this is Skepta.
Skepta Konnichiwa.
What's his sort of discography? How plump is his discography?
Not as plump as... while I was confused saying whether it's his third or his fourth record, it's because there has been album releases, but also he scrapped an album and released it as a mixtape. You know how that happens?
Yes.
When you don't make it an album to pay for, you just put it out for free?
Yes.
So over the decade, I think there's been 4 Skepta albums. This one, I think, is the finest one. A real good one.
And what's the album called?
It's called Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. All right, so that's available now?
Yep.
And then... your final little present you brought in for us?
Well, the final one, which is, I was so glad you brought up dubstep, because...
I'm going to start up a baby exercise class called Bubstep.
Bubstep? Die, die, my darling. This here...
Come on, everyone, die, my darling.
Back in 2010, you might have wanted to characterise this artist, Iconica, as being dubstep, which would have been reductive at the time and is irrelevant now as to the kind of music she makes. I think Iconica even played in New Zealand a few years ago, around the time of New Year's. Anyway, Distractions is the name of her new record. This is her third one. It's called Distractions because it's been 4 years since the last one.
Where's she from?
She's from Hounslow in Essex.
You can say Howick then for a second.
No.
Hounslow in Essex sounds cool.
Yeah, it's iconic. She sounds like she might be kind of exotic. Her name is Sarah Abdul Hamid, but she
foreign. Is that what you mean?
Well, no, she's from Hounslow in Essex, yeah, so true, she's true. Foreign to us. but she's absolutely great. She's someone that had one of those revelations. She like played drums, another drummer, did other things like that, and had one of those revelations when she went to these underground clubs, and hearing what you could do with the contrast between really deep sub bass and a minimal sort of melodic line. But that's not exactly the kind of stuff she makes, as your producer Sarah knows, I think. You know Iconica, don't you? Yeah.
Vaguely.
Anyway, this here is a new album. It is out worldwide tomorrow. The only song that people have been able to hear from it is called Manual Decapitation, so we figured we won't play that one. We'll play a different one. How's that?
Because you've got a copy before the whole rest of the world.
Yeah, it's on Hyperdub. Which, of course, is the label that we heard from last week, put out that great Burial
tune. Yeah, of course.
Still
haunted by that.
It's great,
but in a good
it?
Way. In a good way, actually.
But we have had lots of people coming in and buying it, and really quite normal every day.
Oh, there's a lot of people that listen to this radio show, I can assure you, Troy, who, on the face of it, look normal as. Yep. Dig a little deeper though, and things get a bit more colourful. But that's not for that's you know. If you can get through your day-to-day life, just everyone thinking you're normal, fine, fine.
I've managed nearly 50 years doing that, so here we go.
Living a separate life. What?
I want you to look at this cover because...
I hate the cover.
No, you don't.
I hate it.
You
That's
do
awful.
Not.
Looks like a cheap flyer.
It looks like Blade Runner, one of your favourite films, you idiot.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like Blade Runner.
Well, it kind of
it's
does.
Trying to look like Blade Runner.
No, I don't.
So this nonsense here. What's this?
Well, what do you think
song,
it is?
Song titles, okay, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, maybe I rushed into this.
I think you might have.
Okay, shall we listen
to
some?
Yeah, and we're going to listen to Girlfriend, which is the opening tune. Yeah, boy.
She's got a deep voice.
No, that's not her.
Oh, I see.
Her voice doesn't appear on the record. Jesse Lanza's does.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, you can. You can use them for your album.
She's spending too much time fiddling with the bass.
I'm talking a load of waffle. Yo, I'm free when you are, babes. I need to go see my cousin today. Come out, pen. Other than that, I'm free. Hey, what are you saying? Let's go eat as well. It's just one day this week. I kind of want to go thingy. What's that? What you call it? There's this new type in Western. So we have a slumber party production sesh. It's definitely done, sorted. Wednesday's mine, reserved.
Jesus.
That's what happens when you don't know you're being recorded.
Mr. Cool. That boom boom boom's good though. That sounds real nice, Troy.
So you did rush to judgment, didn't you?
Yeah. Story of my life. So where does the album go from here? Is that the first this track?
Yeah. And this track goes somewhere before the rest of the album does, as you can hear now.
Good album for After Hours.
I think so. Well, good tune, this one is. What I really like about it is that she has this ability to make her composition sound three-dimensional.
Yeah, it's good. It's very, a beautiful production, eh?
Yeah.
On the heavy vinyl, is it?
Yes, it is. Heavy vinyl with a gatefold sleeve.
With a gatefold sleeve.
Not that you'll be interested, because it's more of the same excellent cover inside that you didn't like.
Here I was, I've tainted my thoughts on it now already. All right, so that's that is the name of the artist again is
Iconica, which is Iconika. Distractions is the name of her new record on the Hyperdub label. We'll have it in store tomorrow as it's released worldwide.
Southbound Records present From the Crate. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Mike.
Southbound Records, of course, is whereabouts?
It's 132 Simon Street.
Hot
next
damn.
To T. White's Bikes.
Thank you very much. Bye. See you again this time next week. It's just gone 9:30.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.